Yeah. Welcome, everybody. This is your boy, DJ Dash, right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And right now, I'm not rolling alone. There was a show that we did previously where I was rolling alone, and DJ Nave wasn't here with me, I mean. But right now, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
It's not that thing of all by myself. Yeah, I'm not all alone right now. I'm with an awesome guest right there. Awesome guest right here with me this very energetic morning. And I'm here with Tracy.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, you hear that voice? Hi, everyone.
My goodness.
Yeah, this is a show where we make jokes. You get what I'm saying?
Right?
So,
right? Yeah. And I so like they're laughing, just, my goodness.
They're just instant.
Yeah,
we don't plan these things. They're just instant jokes. And so whenever you think of a joke, you just pump it out there. People like it. And yeah, they'll enjoy it. So how are you doing?
I am awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm very awesome. And it's good to be here, man. It's a blessing to be with you. It's such a privilege.
I'm glad.
An awesome person. And I get to love with you. That is so awesome.
This is getting me emotional.
Don't pull that on me.
Sorry. She told me, so I gotta control myself right now. And everybody, we're gonna be speaking about something that people, I don't think this is something that people have considered yet. Degrees. You get what I'm saying? So the topic today is gonna be degrees value. Not these degrees of the radiant degree and all that stuff. Yo, I'm speaking some physics right here. What? And
right?
I'm not even doing it, but I guess I'm surrounded by people who do physics or who did physics at school. But yeah, it seems like I'm getting there. But I'm talking about the degree that you're, the qualification, basically, that you obtain in tertiary, but also in high school, you get a bachelor's degree. You get what I'm saying? And get diplomas and higher certificates. So the degree now, we're talking about that degree of university. Do you think is valuable?
I'd say it depends.
Yeah. So now let me put it in this way. Looking at the amount of young people that are not employed, but they still have degrees, do you think that it's really valuable?
If you have connections and you know people, I think it's valuable.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to go unemployed. Mm-hmm. But the moment you start, you know, go studying and then you don't know anyone in the working sector, it's like, okay, well, I'll have to stay with this. So it's kind of pointless.
Yeah.
But I'd say if you want it, go for it. Because literally, matric, it's nothing. The only place you can work at is a retailer. Mm-hmm. And you earn 100 rand. And I'm like, goodness, why do that? If you have a matric, why don't you go do something?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So try everything. But I'd say if you know people, it is valuable. But if you don't, then...
So in other words, a person who doesn't have connections stands like they don't have higher chances than the one who has connections. So now what is the whole point of a degree now if it's all gonna be about connections? Because now that thing should be opening up some doors for you to actually go and get that dream job that you are looking for. But when we're looking especially in South Africa as a developing country, so many young people are unemployed. And we see a lot of young people walking around the streets. Some of them have given up because they don't see any job opportunities.
Well, if you have, like, you can study long distance studying and working, I'd say do that, because then you're earning an income and you can get to a point whereby you're growing in the sector that you will be studying at.
Yeah.
And you still are able to provide financially at home and contribute. But oh my goodness, I don't know, like, degrees. I don't know what to say. Literally, because it's all about connections. But if you want to, what I'd suggest is that you do study, like, maybe if you're interested in psychology, do psychology. When you're done, apply and then continue with something else. Apply for another course.
Okay.
And then, you know, don't just focus on one thing. You can't just be like, I want to be a psychology. Well, I've always wanted to be a psychology. And I'm like, God, you've blessed me with IT. I'll do the IT. But I am still going for psychology. You understand? I will not just stay and be like, I'm not fulfilling my passion. I need to be a psychology. I love helping people. I love working
That's
with
amazing.
People. So I'm still going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not just going to end there.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at what's available at, you know, at your disposal, and then use whatever that is available.
Mm-hmm.
And for young people, there is, you know, cops that are needed, teachers. People hate teaching, and it's so lovely to work with people. It's so lovely to see people grow and learning, and you are able to actually encourage them to become better people and see the best of themselves. Teaching's not such a bad thing. You can consider teaching. You can consider, you know, don't just focus on all these engineering and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going for a degree, make sure that you do your research properly and find a job where you see that, you know, not everybody's studying for this thing. Because the moment we all want to be psychologists, it's obviously, you know, it's going to get to a point whereby we cannot get jobs because everybody is all qualified in the psychology thing.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you need to look at, you know, things that are a bit intricate, you know, intricate to tongue twisting. It happens, guys.
Yeah.
So you need to look at things that, you know, you see that this is a very complex job. Nobody is going to the sector. It's fine. I'm gonna sweat, I'm gonna study hard, even though it's gonna be very, you know, difficult for me, but I'm gonna go with that. If it's a doctor, go for it. You know, everybody wants to be a nurse, a policeman, a police officer, a traffic cop. You understand? Everybody is thinking small, but if you're wanting a degree, please think big. You know, IT stuff, it's hard, but as long as you put your effort, you can do it. Trust me. As long as you put and you're like, I'm dedicated, I want this so bad, you can do it. I never thought I would do IT, and I'm like, oh, I'm doing that. My goodness. Tracy, So, but now I am doing it, and it's been quite awesome. I'm pushing, and I'm like, you know what? I want this. I'm pushing myself, and I'm going to get it. Do you understand?
Oh,
so, rather focus on things that are not, you know, everywhere and everybody's doing it, you know. Be different.
That's amazing. Be different, everybody. Be different. So that's how we're going to close this segment. Before we get to another segment, what I'm going to say to you right now, you can actually go and get these shows on www.activefm.co.za. Interact with us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram, at ActiveFM777, as well as on Twitter, at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on YouTube as well, Active TV. That's where you get a whole lot of some live thing. You see the person who's speaking behind that mic, you get to see them, like, okay, oh, this is DJ NT, this is DJ Dash, and this is DJ Nev, and this is Tracy. Oh, okay, I've been hearing this voice, but I didn't know who it was. But everybody, without wasting any much time, we're going to give you some gazozolicious things, you know what I'm saying? Something that's going to fill you up and pump you out.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to continue with this awesome show. Everybody, boop!
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Social Club is the best.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yo, Mr. Hoodie and Converse, long border through Fairfax. All I want for Christmas is my Herschel bag on my bear's hat. You don't really know what I know when I backtrack. Killing everything I don't know, I'm not that bad. I just gotta win for the kids in the back class, in the back seat with his arms in his backpack. Pouring out my heart, but I know it's not that bad. Cause I found the love, I'ma go, I'ma catch that. If you don't know, better know, better ask that. If you don't know, I'ma problem, math class. Social Club, the original, I'ma tell.
the season, he's the reason why we showing love. Happy birthday, Jesus. Birthday. You, we celebrate.
We love you.
And we wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, misfits from the social club. Tis the season, he's the reason why we showing love. Happy birthday, Jesus. You, we celebrate.
We love you.
And we wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah.
On the day that we mark as the 25th, theologians were different, but you get my drift. The immeasurable gift was given to us in the form of a child who would grow to bear all of our sins on his shoulders. And y'all wonder why we want to celebrate him at least one day out of the year, brother. Hold up. Get your ugly sweaters with the major scenes.
Major scenes.
Take the dust off him, celebrate the king.
Bless.
Bless his name. Why we the best in the game. So during the holidays, I tell him my God he reigns firm.
Christmas misfits from the social club. Tis the season, he's the reason why we showing love. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Birthday.
You, we celebrate.
We love you.
And we wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas misfits from the social club. Tis the season, he's the reason why we showing love. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Birthday.
You, we celebrate.
We love you.
And we wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah.
You guys give up? Oh, yeah, thirsty for more.
Yeah. Holla.
Hi.
Yeah, we're still here. I'm still sticking around with the lady. Who lady?
Right?
Guest presenter.
Yes, and we
Tracy.
We killing this place. It's a blazing in this place, and we're enjoying this time.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are going to love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And please do listen to our shows. They are awesome.
Incredible.
And you guys are going to love it.
Oh, yeah. For sure, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Tracy's here, and she's sharing something amazing. Things that are so amazing. Things that are actually captivating people. Things that people want to know about. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're tackling today. Degree's value. That's what we're talking about. Does that degree have value? Why do people have to still stay at home while they're having that framed degree there at home? So whenever the neighbor comes in and say, oh, my child has a degree, but what are they doing? Get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we see. Oh, my child has a degree, but where is that degree taking them? You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And Tracy, are you enjoying the show so far?
I am having an awesome time.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Yeah.
Yes, and
I know it's early in the morning, but yeah,
right?
You had to wake up. You know what I'm saying?
It's worth
this
it.
Is awesome.
If it has to help people, why not?
Yeah. Oh,
if it has to serve
Miss
others.
Psychologist.
Future psychology.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
Ms.
yeah. Okay.
Programmer right now.
Oh,
yes.
All right. That's awesome. So, how did you get to being part of the IT or studying that IT or studying in the IT field?
Well, I'd say when I joined the internship program,
yeah.
I was told that, you know, you're going to learn skills.
Yeah.
You're going to learn, like, we don't want your year to be wasted,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're going to teach you valuable skills. So I had to choose between, you know, being a what's this? You know, I have to remember the word. It's coming.
Yeah.
Those people that file papers. My goodness.
Or administrator.
Yes.
Yeah.
An administrator.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were going to teach me skills on that and accounting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so me and numbers, guys, let me tell you now.
We're in this
numbers,
together, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Me and numbers, we're not on that level. I do love accounting and all that, but money messes my brain up, and I'm into fashion, so when I see extra money I'm like, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those shoes, nail art, hairstyle. I have dreadlocks, so you gotta maintain these things. They're quite expensive, but I'm like, okay, yeah, so that's me. So
mm-hmm.
And then I was told there's an IT course that you can take.
Okay.
And then you do it during the school holidays, and then when you schools are, you know, they are open, then you can get to teach yourself.
Okay.
So you need to grow yourself, you understand?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, self-study. I hated that in school.
Mm-hmm.
Even in matric, I'm like, really, do I have to go through this studying alone?
Yeah.
Why can't a teacher teach me? You know, I prefer to be taught, or you understand that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was told, no, self-study is, yeah, it's the thing. If you need to survive in this IT sector, you need to self-study. Yes. So I went on and I tried it out. And the person that was helping me, Louis, was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he pushed me. He saw the best in me. Because there was a point I'm like, Louis, this is too intricate for my life. I need to quit. I can't do this. And he's like, no, you are actually better than this. You're thinking small.
Mm.
You're thinking like the world does. Wow. And as a Christian and as a child of God, as a princess, you don't allow the world to conform you, but you are transformed by the word of God.
Oh,
you are better than this. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't feel better. Can we do something else? Because it's like, you're going to do it. I know your potential, and I know your worth. So you're going to do this. And I pushed myself, and I did so well.
Yeah.
And when we first wrote my first exam, I was like, yeah, this feels like bragging. My goodness. Let me not tell them.
No. We gotta know. It's gotta be evident that you really put some effort. Because now, if you're hiding it, we might think, oh, okay, she got maybe some 29s or 30s there.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got like, I think 98.
Wow.
I missed it with 2%.
Wow.
So Louis was, you know, all bragging, like, you know, that's my hard work.
Yeah.
I pushed, you know. And I'm like, actually, I'm not taking the gratitude for it. I'm not taking, you know, the praise for it.
Yeah.
Because it's God. If it wasn't of him, I was not going to get to that level. You know, we're not that smart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you lay your life and you're like, you know, I'd always read Luke 22 verse 44. It says that, let your will be done. Not mine, Lord, but yours. And I'm like, God, I got this mark. It wasn't me. Because when I was about to write the test, I'm like, God, this thing is intricate. I know I'm going to get 30%. I do not care, because Louis sees the best that I'm not seeing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Take control.
Yep.
Let your will be done in this exam, not
That's
mine.
Right.
And they told me 98. I'm like, you know, everybody's like praising me. You know, you smile. I'm like, hey, it's God.
It's
Jesus' brains, guys.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not smart. Trust me, I'm not there. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's all praise to God and Louis seeing the best in me.
That's amazing.
And you know, when a person sees the best in you, can actually make it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just think if you're going for doctor and engineering, civil engineering, chemical and all of that, you know, you don't have the potential to. If you have someone to encourage you and motivate you, do that.
Yeah.
Push yourself. Because I was also not into IT, guys, but I am.
You did it.
So,
But also, there's that part before I get into this. You spoke about Louis, but there are some people who don't know who Louis is. And how would you try elaborate a bit? There's somebody in Australia, in America, in wherever, who doesn't know who is this Louis guy that she's talking about.
Well, Louis is, he also works at the church.
Yeah.
Yes, and he is DJ Creativity, I think.
Yeah. He is.
He's also part
one of the Active FM
presenters. Yeah. He is such an awesome person. Yeah, he's. What show does he do? The funny truth.
Yeah.
You laugh the whole day. Like, you would listen to his show, you'd think, no, this person is not a programmer.
Yeah.
You know? But as you,
he's a
you
funny
know,
man.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you spend time with him, you see him for who he is.
Yeah.
He, you know, he lays his life for people.
That's right.
And he's such,
Yeah, I know DJ Creativity myself personally. He's such an awesome guy. He's such a guy who's full of jokes and all that stuff. He always laughs. And with their co-presenter, DJ Africa, they are all on another level. They are both on another level. But now, there's that young person who's sitting at home and like, how can I get up from this chair of hopelessness and actually rise up and go and take that opportunity, as you took this opportunity, something that you knew that you were not good at, but you took that opportunity. How can I do it myself and actually make it through?
First of all, I would encourage you, because it's going to be difficult, because you need motivational talks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not planted in the word of God, if you're not in the house of God, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that you go online, you search motivational talks, you listen to that. It also, you know, contributed towards me improving myself.
Yeah.
So you do that and you pray. Talk to God. You know, have a personal conversation and be like, Daddy, he is your dad. He loves you. He sees you. You understand?
Yeah.
And in... you know, in all your problems, your trials, your tribulation, He is there. He wants to help you. He loves you. So pray and be like, God, I don't know what to do. Mm. Reveal yourself to me.
Yeah.
I've given up. Cry if you have to, because I also get to those, you know, moments where I'm like, you know what, I'm tired. This is me. I've had it. This is me opening. I give up. This is me now. And I'd go to Him and I'd pray, and He'll tell me, my child, you're better than this.
Mm.
You know, when Jesus died on that cross, He knew what was coming, but He never gave up. He pushed. So in life, we know that we are meant to, you know, we are brought here to be challenged, to experience all these horrible things. But God says, don't give up.
Yeah.
You pull, you push through. If you were able to get your matric certificate, what can come in front of you? Because people make matric such a horrible place to be.
Yeah.
My goodness, I was so scared. Like, I was shaking in my pants. I'm thinking, I'm not going to pass this class. My goodness, these people are scaring me.
Yeah.
And like, if you have, you know, if you have time to play, you're not going to make it in matric. You understand?
Mm.
But I'm like, oh, wow, God, you're here. And I trust in you. You're God that sees me.
Mm.
And the problem is that with people, we complain a lot.
Yeah,
and we don't realize the moment you start complaining, you're stealing away from your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the same person again. If you thought, okay, I was going to make it with 90%, and you're complaining, oh, my mom likes doing that. She is always on my face. You've just stolen away from your faith. That 90% is dropping to a 60%. Do you understand?
Wow.
So don't do that. You might think that, okay, well, I'm not complaining about my schoolwork, but complaining is still there.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And God is a God of yes and amen. His promises are
yes
and amen. So if He tells you, I will pull, you know, I will help you, I will bring you up high, do that. Trust in Him. You understand?
Yeah.
So if you're hopeless, pray, ask God to be there and join a cell. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Like, my goodness, cell is awesome. It encourages you. And listen to those motivational talks. And oh my goodness, I talk a lot.
That's incredible. That's incredible, because a lot of people are being informed. Now I really understand why you want to be a psychologist and why you do what you do, because you're doing it out of love. Love for people. You get what I'm saying? Because now, if you don't have love for people, what is the use of doing what you're doing? Because now at the end of the day, what you are doing contributes to somebody else's life. But now if it's all about self, you're being selfish. You know what I'm saying? You're being selfish, but now you need to live a life that contributes to other people as well. Degrees value, that's what we're talking about, everybody. But now we're going to go to an ad break, and Trace is going to lead us to that.
Guys, please tune in, come back,
and
we're going to have an awesome time. I have something powerful to share with you guys. Please do come in, and I'm having an awesome time. He is such an awesome DJ, and I am having the best time of my life.
Thank you.
See you after the ad break.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what he did? This is Adam Gilly, and you're listening to Real Heat on Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Sight to her blind man. Mary, did you know?
Everybody, welcome back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music, with your boy DJ Dash and with the awesome lady here who's been so informative and so motivational. You get what I'm saying? Tracy right here. She's an awesome guest that I'm having here this morning in the studio, as Mr. Nave is not here. Okay, rather say DJ Nave.
We're missing him so much.
We are, hey.
But why couldn't he make it?
Can we tell
our listeners?
Okay, you know, it's that season. Time of matric, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
You get those morning sessions and then you get those afternoon sessions. So he's in one of those afternoon sessions, you get what I'm saying? But I think he's done. He's gonna be done by that time where you gonna be eating your supper. Yeah.
Right.
Somewhere there.
Yeah.
Somewhere there. Yeah. Yeah. So you say that you got something amazing that you would like to share with the people. So I'll give you the platform.
Yes. But I wouldn't say it's something amazing, but like it's something that we should consider as people.
Yeah.
Because as people, we become so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but yeah, we're selfish. My goodness. So what happened is that I met this other lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it's not a testimony because it's bad. It's like horrible, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this lady was telling me, you know, in South Africa, we do things because we want money. It's not because we have passion for it.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, she went to the hospital. She was going to give birth. So what happened is that in that process, she got such a horrible nurse. Like, that woman was horrible. And that person is a South African. So she was going through labor pains. They didn't care. They neglected her, literally. And what happened is that she met a doctor from outside. So this doctor works as a South African doctor, but they from, I think Zimbabwe or, you know, Ghana, these outside provinces, these foreign countries. I love those people. My goodness, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So what happened is that she was going through labor pains and this nurse was assisting another lady to give birth.
Mm.
And she was shouting her like nobody's business. So this lady, she nearly lost the baby. So what happened is that she was told that the baby is bridging. So she can't give birth because the baby is bridging. So we all know that when the baby is bridging, the head is, you know, facing...
Right.
And then the legs are, you know, down. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
So we go for an occupation that has money. We
don't go
because we love that occupation. We have passion for people.
We
go because we need money. We're desperate because of poverty and all that. It's time we stopped thinking. You know, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It has never been about us.
Yeah.
You know that? It's about serving other people. Mm. If you're working and you are in that working sector, don't make it about you. Don't make it about somebody else. Because the moment you do that, God lifts you up higher. The moment you start humbling yourself, God will take you to higher places. And people can't get it. I don't care. You can be as wealthy as you are.
Yeah.
You can think that God does not exist. But as you humble yourself, you'll receive blessings.
Wow.
You'll go to another new level. And I felt so bad for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, she gave birth. The baby is alive and kicking and awesome. And that was a blessing.
It is a blessing indeed. And everybody, that was indeed an awesome motivation right there from Tracy. And that's what we're looking at. A lot of people do certain jobs because of money. Because I hear a lot of people at school, why are you choosing this subject? Do you love it? No, it's because there's a lot of money in it.
Right.
Why would you do something that you do not love? Because if you do something that you do not love, you're not going to perform at your best of ability. Right. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to do it because I want to get that money. Because a lot of people are getting that money. But yet, if you do something out of love, you're going to do it to the best of your ability and even above.
Yes.
Because you're doing it out of love.
Yes.
But now some people just do it because they want to... okay, how can I put it? I'm looking for that word. They just want to get out of poverty.
Yes. And yeah.
They just want to accumulate money so that they can get out of poverty instead of doing it out of love. That was awesome. That is amazing. I don't know why you said you don't think it's something that right? is amazing. It was amazing. Apart from the story that you just told right now, because that was cruel. You know, the person is explaining what they are feeling, but you still don't care.
Right.
You should make things about people. Life is not about what you take with you. It's about what you leave behind. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not about what you did for yourself. It's about what you did for other people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what counts. That's what's going to make people remember you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you leaving a stain. Mm. Like, I'd always tell myself, I'm going to leave this world with so many stains. Mm. I don't care if it makes me sweat and sleep less hours. Those stains need to be visible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's time we left stains. Look at Nelson Mandela. He was not such... Okay, he was a good guy. My goodness, he was such an awesome guy. Mm. We still remember him. O.R. Tambo. Mm. We even have AirPods of... My goodness, that guy is famous worldwide. You understand?
Yeah.
So we need such people.
Yeah.
We need to be those people. You understand? Yes, so that's about it. I'd say love people and be a born servant.
Yeah.
Because... Born servant. Guys, English is so good today. It's been awesome. Yes. With me and DJ Dash. It's being awesome.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say let's be like Jesus, you know, empty ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're being taught how to empty ourselves. You understand? Because then when you start being a born servant, then you get blessings. Like Jesus, he was born with everything. Mm. He could be like, okay, you're dying right now. You're not making it. You understand? I'm killing you right now. This is enough. You understand?
Mm.
But he never said that.
Like those Pharisees that were spitting on his face, punching him while he was going to be crucified, beating him up. He could have said, you, all of you, you're going to die right now. They're going to drop down. But he emptied himself. Like, it wasn't about him. It was about the people.
Yes, because even when
God, he knew. And when God gave him as a sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, it wasn't because he wanted the people to feel sorry or it was just for the pity of people. But he knew that by giving one son, he will gain many more sons and daughters.
Amen.
He gave one son to gain many more sons and daughters. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just give that 10 rand to somebody sitting down the road. You're going to get 100 folds of that.
Right.
Empty yourself, man. That's awesome. That's incredible, people. And as we're about to shut this down, it was an awesome morning, and it's been awesome. And I know
feel
it's
so offended. My goodness, what? Are we leaving so early?
No, we still have a short closing segment, but
this
is just an ad break. And people, we're coming back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, with the lady, an awesome lady, motivational speaker right there. I'm giving you that one. You're motivational speaker right there. Yeah, Tracy, we're going to be right back. Yeah, listen up to the music.
A merry little Christmas. Make to us once more.
Through the years, we all will be together. If our God allows,
hang a shining star upon the
everybody. Hey, it's 3 days before Christmas, everybody. Yeah. It's 3 days before Christmas, and it's an awesome one. What you gonna be doing, Tracy? Where you going?
Well, I'm gonna be going to Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Yes, having an awesome time with family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I'm gonna use.
So, what message do you have for people who are out there who are gonna be going to this awesome festive season?
Well, I'd say stop spending your money.
Yeah.
Christmas is a business day. Stop it, because you're gonna spend, you're gonna regret, and then in Jan you're all gonna be complaining, it's my birthday month in Jan and everybody complains about finances. Can you just stop complaining about finances in Jan? Because Jan is not a poverty month, guys. Yeah. I was born in that month, and I am, yes, I'm not a poverty person, okay? So just, you know, spend it well, family, love people, give gifts, but consider finances.
Oh, yeah, that was it from Tracy and myself right here, and the invisible Mr. Nave right here in the studio. Yeah, everybody, until next time, this was awesome. Have an awesome Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
We love you.
Order your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze. Ablaze for Jesus. Ablaze. I need to strengthen my character and look like Jesus.
Spiritual, God, I'm trusting you, and I refuse to let.